Joining me now from Beijing is Laurie Garrett, a correspondent for Newsday. What's the status of the SARS outbreak in China, Laurie?
I think in a very small nutshell, the epidemic in China is out of control.
And in the rural provinces?
We have a lot of mystery about the rural areas. We're getting reports in, particularly from Inner Mongolia and Shanxi province, of some significant cases and outbreaks there that appear to be directly related to a tidal wave, an absolute exodus of people who fled Beijing last week amid rumors that they were going to place the city under martial law and return to the rural areas. Not surprisingly, some of them had SARS, and apparently you're beginning to see the first little spotted outbreaks in those regions.
Doesn't sound like health authorities expect this to peak anytime soon.
It's hard to imagine how it could peak. We're seeing a steady 100-plus cases, new cases, per day in Beijing itself. And, of course, the reporting networks from the rural areas are not very good, not very reliable, so we're not quite sure what trend we're seeing in those regions.
Are Chinese officials cooperating with international health organizations?
They are now, or at least they appear to be now. The problem is less about cover-up. That was sort of last week's problem, if you will. This week, the problem seems to be about competence and skills level. There really hasn't been a giant infrastructure that was involved in the pursuit of the science of epidemiology in China. That's those kinds of disease detective work, the gumshoe work, to track down who infected whom and how and why. This has not been a prominent field in Chinese science, and they're really racing to catch up with WHO scientists' guidance here.
Is that the reason why it seems so much worse in China? It's not just sheer numbers of people.
Well, I think it's also worse because they covered it up for several weeks, resulting in a catastrophic situation here.
Now, what's it like on the streets in Beijing?
They're deserted. They're utterly deserted. In fact, I was just looking out the window and saw a hearse led by a police car crawling up the street, an otherwise completely empty avenue.
What are officials doing about it? What advice are they giving to people?
They're telling people to stay indoors, basically. It's a very difficult situation here.
Mm-hmm. How have local government-run media covered the story?
Ooh, it's highly variable, Bob. It runs the gamut from being the voice of the Central Committee of the Communist Party to the voice of dissident elements within the Communist Party, and that is another part of the real struggle here in bringing this epidemic under control in China, is that there is a factional fight going on within the highest levels of the Communist Party, with Jiang Zemin, the former president, leading a faction that is in opposition to Hu Jintao, the current president. And it is affecting absolutely everything, from the media coverage to such basic things as whether a neighborhood is told to kick a certain element out of the neighborhood or to keep them in the neighborhood in order to control the epidemic.
Sounds like they're more concerned with a political problem than a public health problem.
Well, in China, everything is political.
But what else are they doing?
They have all sorts of people under quarantine, about 9,000 today, in houses and buildings that are thought to be like the Amway Gardens situation in Hong Kong, where you had spread of SARS within a single housing complex. They have about 2,000 people under quarantine inside hospitals who are not infected but were exposed to infected people. In merely five days, they erected a 1,000-bed hospital on the outskirts of the city, and last night, in the cover of darkness, moved hundreds of patients out of the center of the city, way far into the outskirts, to this hospital, which is now run by People's Liberation Army physicians and nurses.
Laurie Garrett in Beijing. She's a correspondent for Newsday and author of the book Betrayal of Trust, The Collapse of Global Public Health.